Speaking at the belated commemorations held at Chitungwiza General Hospital, Health Minister David Parirenyatwa reiterated government's commitment in resolving challenges through various programs, policies, strategies and programs aimed at promoting safer motherhood in an effort to reduce Zimbabwe's high maternal mortality rate.
But you see, one of the biggest issues that underlines all this is the resources. Do we have the resources, particularly the financial resources? This is where we come in. Is the money there? Government this past year gave 9% of the national budget to the Ministry of Health and Child Care. That is not enough. In Abuja, in 2001, it was declared that governments should give 15% of their national budgets to health. Here in Zimbabwe, it's at 9%. The highest it has ever been was 12%.
Speaking at the same occasion, United Nations Resident Coordinator Alain Nadeau said maternal mortality continues to be an issue of global concern, adding that it is still the leading cause of death and disability among women.
In fact, improved maternal health has been found to be a factor that can help actually achieve more rapidly all the other MDGs. Between 1990 and 2010, the global maternity rate declined by 47% around the world, down from approximately 4 women dying from every 1,000 births to now approximately 2 women dying from every 1,000 births. But during that same 20-year period, the rate in Zimbabwe actually increased by almost a third.
At the same time, Edna Masiwa of the Women's Action Group urged the government to effectively implement its hospital user fee policy, saying it is one of the inhibiting factors discouraging women from visiting health centers.
We have also observed that in the city councils which I have referred to, if women are not able to pay, they will be allowed in if they come in labor, but they won't be allowed out if they don't pay.
Also present at the event was Chief Nyamkoo, who called on communities to challenge blocking people from seeking modern medical help.
This can affect the well-being of expecting mothers as members of our societies. Ladies and gentlemen, I am reliably informed that 3,000 mothers are dying every year in Zimbabwe during childbirth. This makes maternal mortality as much a social issue as it is a medical one.
The United Nations agencies noted that maternal mortality rate remains high in most parts of the world, despite efforts being made to improve the provision of health to many people. Zimbabwe's maternal mortality rate stands at 960 deaths per 100,000 live births. That is 3 times higher than the global average and almost double that of the sub-Saharan region. The United Nations Day celebrations, normally held on October 24, were this year commemorated under the theme for safer motherhood in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chitungwiza, this is Mavis Gama.